I'm reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, the fellowship of the believers. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. And every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Herein is the word of God.
Last weekend, there was a concert called Stronger Together, or Tout Ensemble. It was put together by Canadian recording artists, and by the magic of television, their living rooms were brought into our living rooms. I learned a great deal watching that show, not the least of which is that there are some phenomenal musicians and singers living and recording in Quebec that I've never heard of. And how it is, I'm a lot more familiar with the middle-aged and older rockers than I am with the new generation of performers. Stronger Together seems to be the dominant theme that has emerged over the course of our taking care of one another during this pandemic for COVID-19. Being together is something that we have learned, and the value of it is something that I hope we will carry forward. I also want to suggest to you that as we learn about togetherness in a deeper and more meaningful way, we are discovering that it is a spiritual value. People of my congregation will be familiar with Richard Rohr, who I refer to from time to time, the American Franciscan writer. Rohr talks about moving into a deeper way of life, or out of ego into soul. He says we are both things and we need both things, ego and soul. But he describes it this way, that the ego is the part of us that asks the question, how am I special? How am I different? In what ways am I unique in all the universe? But the soul is the part of us that asks the key questions, how am I the same? What do I have in common? What do I have to share? Sometimes Rohr talks about this as the two halves of life. But in order to move from ego into soul, something has to happen, something painful, something has to die to yield room for soul to take place. No matter how you describe what we are going through and what we are experiencing, I think it's fair to say that this is a soulful time. We are stronger together, we are learning. We are all vulnerable. We are all exposed. We are all moving through this as one. And in our common connections to one another, we are discovering something important about our spirit and about our life. It is necessary for us to come to this revelation in order to bring about a transformation, the type of transformation all of us yearn to see, where people are cared for and celebrated and welcomed, not only in our communities, but in our nation and around the world. The reading that has been shared for today is from the second chapter of the book of Acts. Acts is the story of the early church, and when I say it comes from Acts chapter 2, I guess I'm pointing out the idea that this is an early story in the life of the early church, right at the beginning. And if you hear some of the phrases used in Acts 2, 42 to 47, you'll find a sense of enthusiasm, a certain energy, and a momentum. Let me just repeat for you some of the phrases that are used in this short passage. Of the early church, Acts says, they met constantly. It says they shared a common life. It says awe was felt by everyone. It says there were many signs that they held everything in common. That meals were shared with unaffected joy. That they enjoyed the favor of the whole people. Do you hear in this description of the early church echoes of togetherness and the realization that we are indeed stronger together than we are apart and living separate lives. Stronger together so that more things are possible. Stronger together so that more people are included. Stronger together so that there is a future for one and for all. We have an opportunity in this time of slowing down, this opportunity for reflection, this time in between what was normal and what might be a new normal, to embrace what the Spirit is telling us, indeed what the Spirit is showing us, what the Spirit is teaching us about the unconditional love of God and how that unconditional love can be extended to one another. Part of the life that we share at Charleswood United Church is shared with friends and partners. It's a regular part of our life together. I was contacted last week by one of those friends, someone who comes and visits us from time to time, and who wanted to share something of his gifts with a community that he has always made welcomed in. So I'm going to use this opportunity to say, here's our little bit of a concert for Canadian unity, a statement about the ways we are stronger together, as you listen to our friend, my friend, Keith McPherson, with Carla and Brendan in the beautiful song, Stand By Me. Let us unite our hearts and our minds together. Let us pray. God of this new day, the earth awakens, and we rejoice at the signs of new life all around us, in the budding of the trees and the greening of the lawn, in the calls of returning geese and the sight of emerging crocus. We sense your providence and feel your presence. God of all creation, filling the world with love and hope and peace, we thank you for the wondrous tapestry we find in the human condition. We celebrate the myriad of language and color and culture and custom by which your people live their days. Help us recognize the goodness in all things and in everyone. God of healing power, we pray for wholeness and well-being in the world that you so love. We continue to pray for our sisters and brothers who have fallen ill during the COVID-19 pandemic. We pray for their return to health. We pray for everyone who is working in healthcare, hospital, and care homes. We pray for their safety and security, with thanksgiving for the vital service they are providing and the inspiration they are offering. God who calls us into community, we pray for our neighbors who have continued to work in services required for our well-being. There are displays of courage being shown daily, which have rewarded us all, and for that we give thanks. God who comforts the brokenhearted, we continue to hold in prayer our sisters and brothers in Nova Scotia. As long as the sorrow through which they are living remains, we will remember them. We pray for people in our community who have had to grieve the loss of loved ones without the immediate comfort of those around them. We pray for our sisters and brothers, servants of this country, who perished in the accident of our armed forces off the coast of Greece this week. We pray for their friends and their families, their comrades, that they may know your comfort in their time of sorrow. Let your Spirit continue to sustain your people through this indefinite and difficult time. We turn to you, Holy One, for we recognize that your presence is ever near and that in this moment you have drawn as close as ever. Let us be moved by grace, mercy, and hope as we meet each new day. In the name of Jesus Christ, who leads us to pray together when we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God be with you and bless you. Be well, be safe, and be hopeful. Amen.